Ottawa. A 58-year-old Ontario man is facing charges under a new law against intimidating a healthcare worker. Ottawa police say there is a warrant out for the arrest of Louis Mertzelos in relation to threatening phone calls made to a healthcare worker. Ottawa family physician Dr. Neely Kaplan-Murth says she was threatened after appearing on a national television show advocating for people to keep wearing masks. She says police told her about the charges this morning, stemming from multiple harassing phone calls she received in September. Harassment and intimidation of healthcare workers took on new levels during the pandemic, prompting the federal Liberals to pass a law in December 2021 to specifically make it a crime to intimidate health workers or their patients. There are similar separate offenses for harassment of politicians, judges, journalists, and members of the clergy. Kaplan-Murth says threats were against the law before Bill C-3 took effect in January, but the specific offense sends a message to healthcare providers that threats against them carry particular concern. "It's all been so horrible," she said in an interview. "This law makes a difference." Mertzelos is also charged with what the police say is a hate-motivated offense for harassing communication, harassment by repeated communication, and mischief. Kaplan-Murth says more than one person called to harass and intimidate her and her staff, and the man charged today is alleged to also have targeted her with anti-Semitic slurs. She says police were slow to respond to her initial complaints but have since been more active and say they are continuing to investigate the other threats made against her. Kaplan-Murth called it a relief that, for once, somebody has our backs. "It's always more distressing when you say something horrible is happening, and then other people just shrug and they don't do anything," she said. The charge of intimidating a health worker has been laid against at least two other people, both of them in Peterborough, Ontario, in January. The man and woman were alleged to have been involved in a protest outside the home of the city's public health officer. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 13, 2022. The Canadian Press.